Hello.
Hi, is this Billy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Billy, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff working on the soft for you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Ruben. How are you?
Good, good, good. I just had to let you know, our files and underwriting, I just had a few questions for you. I know you recently did the loan with Marlin. We're looking at your, we look at a few different factors, time in business, business credit, and overall cash flow. Just so you know, if the loan was for like $10,000, like your forklift, I would have had you approved already. It's just a little larger. So I had a question. Have you ever financed any equipment previously or no for your business?
I've always done everything with my personal credit, and so it's that the forklift and I think our Wawa gas card, which I think might even be in my personal name. I've always put everything in my personal name.
Okay.
For the ease of everything and kind of messed up there because now the business credit isn't established.
You know, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think, you know, I'm a real person. I don't like to give anyone any sales fluff. I run our, you know, our Stone division. Okay. I think you pay your bills on time. You're pretty responsible. I don't see you having a lot of mispayments. You got some credit card debt, which is only unfortunate because your limits aren't too big. And so the way the score is often calculated, your score is a 655, is the amount of debt relative to limits. So I don't think you have bad credit. I just think they want to make sure in underwriting that you can support the loan. So I do have some questions for you. A lot of the customers that I work with, they're buying these saws, obviously. You're buying it to replace a rail saw. But they haven't estimated savings or how much they're making by having this equipment, you know, loss of breakage. Do you have an estimated amount of how much this equipment will save or make you on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis? I figured it up per week, so yeah.
Weekly is fine.
Okay, weekly it's going to save me about 10 hours of overtime for four guys because it takes so long to cut a job. So when you look at 4 hours of overtime, or 10 hours of overtime, that's an average of $200 per person. So you're looking at about 800 a week, so about $3,200 a month.
800 a week.
Yeah.
Because you've got four, 10, is it 10 hours for four guys total or 40 hours of overtime per week?
40 hours of overtime. It's 10 hours because I've got four guys in the shop, and the first day of every week, they're just cutting. That's all they do.
And it's 20 hours per $20 per hour in overtime, right?
Correct.
All right, 8 in a week, 30 a month, okay, gotcha, okay.
Yeah, the rail saw is good, but it just takes so long that we got one 10-hour day just in cutting every week.
Okay.
So it's having this saw, we can cut a job in the morning in the first 2 hours and be polishing it the rest of the day, so it's going to save huge amounts of overtime.
Okay, that makes sense to me. All right. And then... Yeah, and you know, I actually like the opportunity to help someone when they're kind of a newer business because I just actually got off the phone with a customer who I financed a Fab King for, and they've gone from a $20,000 a month business to $270 a month.
Wow, very good. Yep.
There's some real opportunities here.
Yep, it really is.
Okay. All right. So, one thing I want to know is this. I got your bank statement for June as like a regular statement, but the rest were just summary transactions. Would it be possible for you to just email me the bank statements instead of the summary, instead of the detailed report, to actually see the statements?
Yes, I can do that. I will call Colleen and have her work on that.
Yeah, and she could just download an email, and I'm just going to be a pain in the butt. If she can send me actually the statements from January through June, it'd actually be helpful so I can show 6 months of history.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Okay.
I will get on to her. I'm not sure if she's left the office today or not, but if not, it'll be first thing in the morning.
Okay. And just so you know, for this financing, we're going to actually not put this under your personal credit. All of our loans, leases, and finance agreements are exclusively under your business credit. They have no bearing on your personal credit report at all. I think it's a real opportunity for you to get some business credit going. And, you know, so because, you know, you might come back to me in a year and a half and say, hey, Ruben, I'm looking for a common dually CNC. It's $250,000. And at that point, it's not about just your personal credit. It's about, hey, where are some references? And I think it's an opportunity to help you out.
Wow, that would be awesome. I really appreciate that.
You got it.
Yep. Well, thank you very much, Ruben. And I'll get those papers over to you. And thanks for everything.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.